Sigamos adelante, siempre adelante. Siempre adelante, siempre adelante.
Over 50 activists, faith leaders, and friends of Guillermo Reyes stood outside the immigration courthouse holding signs that read, "Dignity for All" and "Community, not Cages." The protest spilled into the streets, blocking one lane of traffic as cars honked in support. Among those calling for his release is Seguro Montaña, co-director and organizing coordinator with Latinos United for a New America. She spoke to us outside of the immigration courthouse, where routine hearings have increasingly resulted in detention orders for Bay Area residents.
Standing in an evil place that I do not want to be, but we're outside of 630 Sansom, and this is the place where we were accompanying Guillermo less than a month ago for his, what was supposed to be a neutral adjudicator, a neutral judge. And so we had hundreds of people, we had the streets packed, and so now that the case did not go the way we wanted, we came back to still be together, to honor our strong feelings, our grief, our rage, our heartbreak, as well as continue to hear from people impacted by detention. Because Guillermo is one, but Guillermo always tells us we got to look out for others. It's not just about him.
Guillermo Reyes has lived in the United States since he was 6 years old and has long been outspoken against immigration detention. Notably, this is not his first stint in an ICE jail. Mission Local reports that in 2022, while detained at Golden State Annex, he participated in labor and hunger strikes, protesting conditions inside the facility. He later became a named plaintiff in a lawsuit against the GEO Group, alleging forced labor and wage theft. Reyes would be released in 2023. However, in May 2025, ICE announced its intent to re-detain him after he was arrested on the suspicion of vandalism. He has been fighting the case in court since May. His attorneys argue that he is being unfairly targeted because of his advocacy against ICE. On February 13th, an immigration judge ordered Reyes be re-detained without bond. The ruling came nearly 3 weeks after his hearing, and just 10 days before Reyes was set to complete an intensive residential treatment program addressing his mental health. Montaña says the decision highlights how the immigration system often treats lower-level offenses as grounds for prolonged detention for mixed-status community members.
And so I think in this case in particular, Guillermo's mental health was exacerbated by the threat of being re-detained, and that lack of mental health support led to him being criminalized, which led him to being back in detention. So it's been a vicious cycle.
Among the crowd was Guillermo himself.
I extremely apologize for my profanity that I'm about to say. F*** ICE, straight up.
Speaking through a prison FaceTime app over Bluetooth, Guillermo told KPFA about conditions inside the California City Detention Center, located roughly 6 hours from his family and Bay Area home.
We're not detained. We're like more like prisoners.
Despite the passage of Assembly Bill 32, which bars California from entering into or renewing contracts with private prison companies, the detention center continues operating under federal authority. The facility is run by Core Civic, one of the largest private prison contractors in the United States. As of January this year, the center has held more than 1,400 people. While Guillermo thanked the community for its support, he urged advocates to remember all those currently detained.
Every percent of support counts, and every percent of unity counts here. This is a moment and a time in history where I feel like we should be united, but we're being put in the same bucket and being discriminated upon by a different class of people. And it has nothing to do with our historical background. It has nothing to do with where we were born, you know, because, there's people in the audience right there who are actually born here who understand that.
Also in attendance was Guillermo's mother, in tears as she waved to her son through the phone, along with close friends like Sol Mercado, who says that despite being an American citizen, She fears ICE retaliation and what she describes as discriminatory practices under the Trump administration's deportation agenda.
People that are, you know, Spanish speakers or people that look like me, they're getting, you know, they don't care if you're a U.S. citizen or not. They're arresting, they're detaining you and taking you hostage, you know. And people have told them, like, I'm a U.S. citizen, and they blatantly say, I don't care. You know, like, and oh, I have rights, I don't care. You know, so having to come out of my own home and feel fear because am I gonna get detained? I'm constantly hypervigilant, I'm looking around, and especially since the way that I look and the language that I speak, we're being targeted.
Members of today's protest say they plan to caravan to the California City Detention Center in the coming days to stand in solidarity with Guillermo. Another demonstration is scheduled outside the immigration courthouse on February 25th, marking the 84th anniversary of the forced removal and incarceration of Japanese Americans during World War II. The action is being organized by the Interfaith Movement for Human Integrity, which says, quote, "Stop repeating history," close quote. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.